Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the BCS Championship Recap Show. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, taking you for the next half hour as we discuss last night's BCS Championship as Alabama manhandled LSU 21-0, capping their ninth national championship. Now they claim to have won 14, but nine since the AP poll started crowning champions, and that's the one everybody goes by as they pass or tie Notre Dame in that area with nine national championships, their second BCS championship in 3 years. And before we get started here, as always, the call number is 347-215-6180. You can follow me at Twitter.com/William Gerald. Hit me up at Facebook.com/TheRealQuinn, or check me out at my new website, CyrilGeraldQuinn.com. I wanted to come on here and tell you why it wasn't fair for LSU to be playing Alabama last night. I really did. You know, I'm thinking about the show over the course of the game, especially in the first half, when it's 3-0, when it's 6-0, I'm saying, LSU doesn't deserve this. They don't deserve to play Alabama. I mean, there's no way. It's pretty hard to beat a team of that magnitude, a team that is, just as good as you, if not better, twice in the same year, let alone three consecutive times in a 16-month period. Remember, LSU beat them in the regular seasons back-to-back, 2010 and this year, and they were, Saban, Miles was going for his third straight victory over Nick Saban. I mean, it's hard enough to beat Saban, back-to-back years. To beat him three straight times is, almost is borderline impossible. So I wanted to hear, I had the sympathy opening for LSU already. Then, the score goes from 6-0 to 9-0, and 9-0 to 12-0. As the game goes further, as the game moves on, and I'm watching LSU basically play the game in a 10-yard vacuum where they're not throwing passes, past the first down marker, and I became angry. I became frustrated at watching LSU. And I was rooting for Alabama. That's the crazy part about it. I was rooting for Alabama because I was rooting for a close Alabama win because I wanted there to be a chance that LSU would share the AP championship with Bama, or Oklahoma State possibly share it with Alabama. I wanted to be some chaos because I've had my fill with the BCS system and just college football in general. It was an awful year for college football, to say the least. But again, as this game is moving along, LSU is getting worse and worse and worse, to a point to where I had by the end of the third quarter, I had absolutely no sympathy for LSU, and I said, hey, they get what they frankly deserve, and that was being on the side of a woodshed special. That game was 21-0. In terms of the score, but it felt like it was about 40 or 50 to nothing. Trust me, Alabama left points on the board. You know, they kick, you know, they kick five field goals, miss an extra point. Missed two, had a field goal blocked, missed another field goal. I mean, it could have been much worse. And I have to say that that is the worst offensive performance I've ever seen in a BCS, and forget about BCS, in a national championship game, period. In a national championship game, period. That is the worst performance ever that I've ever seen in all the years I've been watching college football. I mean, even Florida scored 21 points against Nebraska back in the 95 championship when it was like 63-21. You know, for LSU to come out there and be as conservative and as scared as they was, it is beyond me. You know, I looked at that game and I'm thinking to myself the whole time, what is the plan? What's LSU's plan? What are they trying to do? You know, you look on the other side, and you see, it was clear what Alabama was trying to do from an offensive standpoint. They were going to be aggressive. They were going to throw the ball on first down, 220 yards on first down, accumulate their the majority of their first downs. If not 16 to 18 first downs were accumulated through the air. They were going after the LSU secondary. You know, they were not doing the 3 yards in the cloud of dust. That was not happening in this particular game. You know, LSU couldn't even run their own offense. They run a spread option offense that was pretty effective, or a run option that was pretty effective against Alabama the first time they played. I believe it produced 8 yards, 8 yards a play. When they took Jared Lee out the first game and put Jordan Jefferson in, they couldn't even execute it. Forget about running it well; they couldn't run it. You know, it was like watching a peewee team install their first play. It's like, oh, you got guys going all over the place. You got the pitch man and the quarterback right next to each other. You got Jordan Jefferson, you know, not fooling the defense at all and tossing the ball like 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage so you can have 8 Alabama defensive players tackling the running backs. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what Les Miles spent 37 days preparing for. This is what he came out. This is what the offensive game plan was after 37 days of preparation. Are you kidding me? And Les Miles had a rough night, to say the least. A rough night. And again, I don't care about the ratings. Ratings came out today, second highest rating in cable television history. 24.2 million people watched it. What the hell is on a Tuesday in January, second week in January? Playoffs don't start till Saturday. Don't resume till Saturday. NBA season still young. NHL still young. I mean, NHL still has months to go. I mean, there's nothing to watch on a Monday night. Of course, I mean, you know, 2.5 men is not that good. Of course the rating is going to be high. It's still football. But again, I walked away from that game just, you know, again, what the worst championship game I've ever seen. As far as just quality of play on one, and that's how bad LSU was. Alabama was very good. They were great defensively, and they were good offensively. Played well, and they were great in special teams. They completely took LSU out. Again, I walk away from that game thinking to myself, what was the plan for LSU offensively? And like Bobby Hebert, who basically ripped Les Miles during the press conference, you know, questioning why he didn't put Jared Lee in. I had the same question. I mean, Jordan Jefferson looked lost. You know, this is Les Miles, a guy who does not, you know, it was called the Mad Hatter. He goes for it on fourth downs. He runs trick plays. He runs fake field goals. You know, eats grass. He's supposed to be this wild, crazy guy who, you know, lives football life on the edge. Where was that guy last night? Because that guy disappeared and ran to a hole. crawled into a hole. He was conservative Charlie last night. So Alabama gets their second championship in 3 years, and they absolutely deserve to be unanimous. On unanimous in terms of the Associated Press vote, they were not unanimous, which was a surprise to me. But there's no way you can have an AP vote and not vote Alabama number one, based on that, given that performance by LSU. I mean, I have to get what LSU did prior to last night. To me, means nothing. That's how bad they were, and they had up until last night they had a historical year in terms of the quality of opponents they had beaten. And then you had Les Miles in the press conference still trying to sell you on them possibly, you know, deserving an AP vote. He didn't come out and say it, but he, you know, comes out, throws out these numbers of, you know, 8 ranked opponents, 6 different stadiums, and, you know, come on, Les, please. Just say Alabama deserves to be, just say Alabama is the best team in the country. Period. Just come out and say it. Just getting started here on this special edition of the BCS Championship Recap. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn. When we return, I'll give you the turning point of the game, and we'll also talk about the future of the BCS as well, and also Nick Saban's legacy. There was a winner in this game, so not to take away from Alabama and their fans and what they accomplished. Certainly, Alabama was clearly the best team on the field and showed themselves to be the best team in college football. 347-215-6180 is your call number. We'll be right back. After the 8 o'clock hour, as this is Cyril Quinn talking about last night's BCS championship game. Alabama, of course, shuts out LSU 21-0. Poll question of the night: do you consider this to be the great? Do you consider Alabama to have the greatest defense performance of all time, or did LSU have the worst offensive performance of all time? That is the poll question of the night. For my Blog Talk Radio audience, I am currently on the chat line, so you can certainly hit me up there with any comments, questions that you may have. Just some startling just stats from that game. I mean, LSU, you know, 5 first downs, 92 yards of offense, didn't cross midfield until midway through the fourth quarter, and that was their second-to-last possession. They gained, I believe, 1 yard in terms of punt returns. On punt returns, they just, you know, were just swallowed whole by the Alabama Crimson Tide defense. And again, gave Alabama a lot of help, as if Alabama needed any help, considering that they did have the number one, you know, rush, pass, and total defense in all of college football. But certainly gave Alabama's defense a ton of help. And, you know, again, Les Miles took a major hit. Now, I was a big Les Miles fan. You know, I liked his style. I liked how eccentric he was. I liked the fact that he didn't play it close to the vest. He was, you know, a different type of coach. Still has a great record, but he took a step back last night with that performance by his football team. Turning point of the game to me came in the second half. The second quarter. It was 6-0. Still, you know, LSU is a Tyrone Mayhew punt return away or Morris Claiborne interception away from taking a lead. Alabama gets the ball. They go in about 40 to 50 seconds, get themselves into field goal range. A.J. McCarron had a great game, really, you know, a coming of age game for him, as he will certainly go into next year as maybe he's a future Heisman candidate. I don't know if they throw the ball enough to get him serious consideration. He certainly goes into next year being considered one of the top quarterbacks in the SEC. He had a great performance, outplayed Jordan Jefferson by a country mile, and led them on a field goal at the before the half was over. Before the half was over to make it 9-0. At that point, I thought the game was over. I was like, there's no way LSU's not scoring 10 points unless Alabama, you know, just gives it to them that the game was over at 9-0. And again, LSU at the halftime, no adjustments. They kept just doing what they did. Alabama said, thank you very much, and kept it moving. Again, that game was just totally different from the first one in the sense that, you know, even though LSU only had 219 yards of offense the first time they met, they did some things with, you know, with their running game. They moved the ball somewhat. They crossed midfield in the first game against Alabama. And they looked at, again, you know, they just looked so much more confident. The first game, they looked like they belonged on the same field as Alabama. This game, they looked like they didn't have any business on the same field as Alabama. You want to say these two teams were evenly matched, but after what happened last night, I don't think I can even say that anymore. I mean, Alabama clearly looked like the superior team. But certainly, again, the turning point was the field goal before halftime to put Alabama up 9-0. When we return, we'll talk about the future of the BCS and also the legacy of one Nick Saban as he captures national championship number 3. That's when we return on this BCS championship recap. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn. We'll be right back. Taking you to 9 o'clock as we discuss the BCS National Championship. Today there was an announcement, or there have been talks that there are going to be some changes in the BCS. Again, I can't take it seriously if they're still talking about not expanding past past 4 teams and not talking about having at least 8 to 16. Teams in terms of a playoff. I don't want to hear anything about the plus one. I don't want to hear anything about 4 playoff teams. If you really want to take this thing seriously and have a real playoff, you're going to have to have anywhere from 12. Forget about 18. I say even from 12 to 16 teams. Because and the bottom line is to raise the level of play, the quality of play in your product on the field. Yeah, you're gonna have to have these games, and the season should end on January 1st. You look at what's happened since they started the BCS back in '98 with that Tennessee Florida State game. For the most part, these games have been sloppy. They've been just no rhythm to them. The offense has been bad. You've had 3 classics. The USC-Texas game a few years ago was a classic with Vince Young and Reggie Bush, Matt Leiner, and all the talent that was on that field. The Miami Ohio State game was a classic three overtimes, though it was marred by the pass interference that was called on Miami that cost them that championship game, but it was still a great game. And, you know, Florida State, Virginia Tech in 99, not a classic, but a very entertaining game, as you saw the coming out party, so to speak, of one Michael Vick on the national stage. Peter Warwick had a great game, exciting game, to say the least. But outside of that, I mean, these games have been, for the most part, either one-sided or extremely sloppy. I mean, even last year's game where it was, you know, down to the last second with Auburn kicking the field goal, it was a sloppy game. It was a bad, poorly played game. Both teams looked tight. Both offenses didn't. Neither offense played well after coming in with all that hype about how great their offenses was with you know, Cam Newton and LaMichael James. But you know, they've got to do something about the level of play during for this national championship game. To have a national championship game on January 8th, January 7th, January 9th, it just makes no sense. Because for me personally, I'm checked out of college football after New Year's Day. I really am. I mean, I'm already looking forward to the NFL first round, the wild card weekend NFL playoffs. This weekend, you know, focus on, you know, in terms of the divisional playoffs. You know, Brady, Tebow, and what have you. Green Bay, the Giants. And college football is almost on the afterburners when you get to the second week of January. And again, these changes that they're proposing, you know, nothing's been official as of yet, but you know, there are talks. Again, there's a small talk on what could possibly be changed about the BCS system. Again, I don't want to hear anything about the plus one. I mean, do we really want to have another game after, you know, we've played, you know, we want to play with Oklahoma State, Alabama now? I mean, come on. I mean, how about playing Oklahoma State versus Alabama January 1st after a month-long or a three-week playoff? So, you know, what's new? College football needs a legitimate playoffs, or we're going to be answering this same question year in and year out, these games. And one thing I would like to see, even if they don't come with a playoff next year, or in 2014 when the contract is up, no more rematches. You know, the two times we've seen rematches in college football that decide the national championship, they've been absolutely one-sided games. 96 season, you had Florida State and Florida before, you know, pre-BCS, when Florida State won regular season close game. They matched up against Florida because, you know, back then, one didn't even play to because Arizona State was, you know, was contracted to play in the Rose Bowl. So Florida State played the next, you know, next highest ranked team, which was Florida, and Florida blew their doors off. I mean, it's almost impossible, again, almost impossible to beat a team twice in the same year of that magnitude of a, you know, when you're talking about LSU and Alabama. When you get to that level, teams know each other, especially in the same conference. Definitely no rematches in the same conference. I don't see any rematches, period. But I definitely don't want to see them in the same conference. And, you know, again, I was one of the ones who came out and said, hey, you know, no problem. You have the two best teams. I don't care if they're the two best teams. That's how disgusted I was watching that game last night. I don't care. Put Oklahoma State on there. Put Stanford. Put another one-loss team on there, you know, whoever. I don't want to see the two. I don't want to see any rematches in national championship games, period. If you have a rematch in a conference championship game, then so be it. But national championship game, I don't want to see it. As far as Nick Saban goes, you know, they might as well start building Saban's statue right now. You know, three national championships, two national championships in his 5 years at Alabama. Alabama is the standard right now in terms of college football programs, especially with USC. You know, still, USC will be back next year in terms of the title contender. But, you know, they've been down a little bit these past couple of years. But right now, Alabama's clearly, they are the standard. I know Urban Meyer will have Ohio State back soon enough. But, you know, he's got a machine there. He can, you know, name his salary. He can do whatever he wants there. I don't see him leaving anytime soon. I mean, you know, he tried the NFL, had a good, had one decent year, but didn't work out. Didn't work out the second year. Saban, you know, joins an elite list of coaching of coaches in terms of winning 3 national championships. Only 10, including him, only 10 coaches have won three or more national championships. He trails Bear Bryant by 3. Bear Bryant has 6. Not out of the possibility that he can win 3 more, to be honest with you. I mean, that would it shock you? I mean, he's going to win another one. He's going to win 4. I mean, could he get to 5 or 6? You know, it'll be tough, but it's not out of the realms of possibility. Not out of the realms of, you know, that he can get to 6 and tie Bear Bryant. It's really not. It's definitely possible, depending on how long he wants to coach. But again, he has one of the best jobs in all of college football, easily. He gets, they recruit wherever. Everybody wants to play in the SEC. The SEC, you know, has a great television contract, and you know, it, like Alabama is an absolute machine right now. He, you know, to put in perspective what he's done there, he has more national championships than Joe Paterno or Bobby Bowden or Bo Schembechler. You know, put that think about that for a second. And again, you know, he can do what he wants at Alabama. He can, I mean, he has that job, is, you know, until he decides to move on. You know, I just wanted to see a competitive game. That's all I wanted to see. All I wanted to see is a competitive game against the two so-called best teams in the country. That's all I wanted to see. And if you're a fan of college football, all you want to see in a national championship is two teams that actually look, you know, look sharp, look crisp, look like, you want to see it look like a national championship. And that game, the game last year, did not have the look of a national championship. It did. It really didn't. As far as the question I posed about the, you know, does Alabama have the greatest defense? Is this the greatest defensive performance in championship history by a team in terms of Alabama? Or is it the worst offensive performance in history? In history by LSU, I had to take the latter. I mean, I can't call Alabama's defense performance one of the greatest ever against that offense. There's no way. You look at the NFL and you think of Bill Belichick defenses, you don't think of them against the Cleveland Browns. You think of him taking apart, you know, the 49ers, you know, with Montana and company. You think about him taking apart Kurt Warner with the Rams. You think about what he did with the Giants against the Bills back in Super Bowl 25. Or what he did against Peyton Manning when Indianapolis couldn't get past New England. That's when you think about great defense. You can't gauge a great defense against a mediocre offense. It's impossible. I mean, Alabama didn't have to do anything out of the ordinary last night against that offense. They didn't have to fool LSU. They didn't have to trick them. They just played straight up defense. You know, my best is better than what you have to offer than this right here, and that's it. That's going to wrap it up for this latest edition, this special edition of the BCS Championship Recap. Stay tuned for the Saturday morning wake up call coming up this Saturday. I will see you then. So long. Have a great evening.